When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Now, to say it got a little crisp last month would be a heated understatement. It got stinking cold. I was shivering whether inside the house or out. I buried everything on my person under blankets but my runny nose, and that I covered frequently with a tissue. My toes donned socks and insulated work boots while sitting at my desk on the northeast corner of the house. I held my teacup more than drank its content just to thaw my fingers long enough to type. You get the picture. I was not a warm and happy camper, and neither were the pets. Chloe, my black Labrador that you may have heard me talk of on occasion, well, she is spoiled with a soft bed on the laundry room floor. She uses it for refuge from both heat and cold, depending on the season. She's getting old, going on 15, and in dog years, that's 105. So I cater to her comfort levels, or that lack thereof, this outdoor dog that I truly love. Now, the other black pet that frequents our premises is very much an outdoor kitty. Her name is Cookie, and she's the color of an Oreo dipped in milk, black all over with a white collar and tips on her toes. Well, she and Chloe are definitely simpatico. Never have I seen a tussle. They nuzzle sometimes. Other times, they simply tolerate one another. However, the cat definitely lords over her counterpart most occasions and has frequently run Chloe out of her resting spot by simply being annoying. Now, having such dominance over the dog in her feline mind, Cookie rules as queen over both man and beast. Like most cats, her affection is strictly on her terms. And while I have provided garage palace amenities for her, like a bed and blankets in which to comfortably curl, even this independent miss decided she'd like a taste of the sweet life in where that pampered pooch had access. So one of those horridly frozen nights last month, she popped in, whizzing beneath four black legs and bolted for the dog's inside bed. I lifted her out, and I let Chloe take her rightful throne as princess. And then, understanding the weariness of numbing cold, even if covered in fur, I allowed the cat queen to survey this part of her kingdom, until now unseen. So she checked out the laundry basket, and she crawled beneath and behind anything affording the space. She circled the dog bed, then stood up on her hind feet on the back of it and strained her neck to see clothes and curtains, perhaps within leaping reach. Once her cat curiosity was satisfied, she focused her attention on creature comfort possibilities. Cookie needed both bed bottom and back. She crawled over the dog's hips and head, flicking her annoying tail across Chloe's face and offered up her kitty butt about nose level. Through Chloe's feet, she trounced. She stepped on or over, no matter. The look of desperation and disgust on my dog's face, yes, a dog's eyes can say much. With sheer resolve and out of faithful obedience, Chloe stayed at my command. I insisted the cat would settle and all would be well. Just hold your ground, dear dog. Eventually, Cookie landed just off her bed buddy's flank, and I decided they'd get along fine on this wintry night, and I'd give that cat the benefit of the doubt that she'd stay put as well. About 2 a.m., I felt a thud on my three-blanketed buried body, and then the walking and kneading. I so desperately did not want to crawl out from beneath the warmth and trek barefooted from bedroom to garage with a fat cat in tow, so I stroked the barn cat to settle her night prowling indoors, and with eyes still closed, I scratched behind her ears and then pinned her wriggling, purring protest under the other arm in my last attempts. It was no use. So out of my toasty-covered cave I crawled with Cookie in a not-so-warm embrace. I set her out in the cold garage. Now, mind you, she had that bed and quilting, and she had fared fat and fine for several years. I felt no stinging remorse over the ousting, but I certainly understood what the old Labrador tolerated time and again, and I then knew exactly why she surrendered her bed to an annoying, self-serving, conniving little feline who weighed 0.03% of her big black mass. For now, the cat's out, and all is well in the kingdom again. I'd love to hear some of your favorite stories that have to do with your pet, your crop, your flock, or your herd. Visit westcentralmoinfo.com or the Ag 1280 Facebook page and get in touch. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.